From the forests and fields of our homeland to the front lines of foreign shores, when you reach for your gun, reach for the one America depends on, Mossberg. Built rugged, proudly American, since 1919.
There it stands in the corner with the barrels so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight.
Shotgun. Welcome back to Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. We came back with a little Shotgun Boogie. Tennessee Ernie Ford, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. Thank you for joining us, because we're going to be talking about some shotguns today during this segment. Here we are in August. We're almost into the fall hunting season. Of course, we have our turkey guns for fall turkey hunting. We have upland game birds. We have the white-tailed deer. We got centerfire Patriot rifles. We've got slug guns. We've got the waterfowl line of guns. But also, we have a home defense gun. And that's what I wanted to get Linda on and talk to her this morning and give us some information about this product that's been introduced.
But first, a little intro for our guest.
We're going to run out and talk about some guns. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mossberg. On the line with us, we have the lovely Linda Powell from Mossberg Media Relations. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Ray.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you having the time to visit with us this morning.
It's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
Tell us about this 590 Shockwave.
You know, the Shockwave was actually, that platform was introduced last year, but since then we have added, we started with the 12-gauge, then we added the 20, and new this year is the 410 bore, which in my mind makes it just the perfect home defense platform if you think about it, low recoiling. You know, you don't have to worry about over-penetration inside the walls of your home. And, you know, pretty much anybody in your household can handle the 410, too. And the beauty of the Shockwave is it's short, it's compact, it has that bird's head grip, which makes it very comfortable to control, and it also has a strap on the fore end. So, again, just an ideal platform. And we also took it to the next level by adding our MadFed platform to it. So now you've got this short, compact, shotgun-like platform that accepts magazines. And a first four shotguns, it's a dual-fed magazine. So, you know, you have capacities of 5, 10, 15, and 20 rounds. And you might say, why do I need that for home defense? But it does give you lots of versatility. And there are other applications as well. If you're a competitive shooter, then it might be a platform you might want to take a look at.
Yeah, I love the concept of the magazine like that. Our listeners, they can't see the shotgun, but tell them how it looks, because it's not a regular stock on this particular gun, you know?
No, it's not. You know, first of all, like I said, it's short. Its overall length is only about 26 and a half inches. The stock is not meant to be shoulder mounted.
Right.
If you can imagine kind of like a bird's head or neck, so it kind of has that little bit of an angled grip to it. Some people might be familiar with traditional pistol grips where it comes right back into the palm of your hand. The beauty of this design is the recoil actually doesn't, you know, impact your hand. It's more of a natural recoil in action, so very comfortable to shoot. It's got kind of a funny, what we call the corn cob fore end that has a strap on it. So it's definitely unique looking, and people kind of look at it and go, what is that? But once you shoot it and understand the application and how it works, it's really, like I said, just a great home defense platform.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking I'm going to interview my great friend Linda this morning, and I list my stuff, and my next question was going to be, tell me about the 410 bore. You already covered that. You always do really good. You guys, the Mossberg has done real well in some awards. Tell us about the trigger and about the awards you guys have picked up this year.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. People don't always think of Mossberg as being in other areas beyond shotguns, but we've been in rifles for a number of years, including AR rifles. And so we had actually developed an adjustable match trigger that we supplied in a couple of our AR platforms, the MMR Tactical and the MMR Pro. But we said, why would we not offer that as an accessory? Because one of the first things that people do, usually when they get an AR rifle, is change out the trigger. So we partnered with Jerry Mitchell, which I'm sure is that name's familiar to most. He's a world-renowned three-gun shooter. And Jerry helped us design this trigger, and he actually uses it in shooting competitions himself, but it will easily drop into standard AR-15 or AR-10 rifles, and it's adjustable 3 to 6 pounds, and you can take your standard rifle, and this simple upgrade will turn it into an incredibly accurate rifle.
Good stuff.
And you know, you mentioned awards.
Yes.
We did pick up for the JM Pro trigger. And also for our MagFed shotgun platform, we picked up awards from the Industry Choice Awards. We got Shotgun of the Year and Trigger of the Year. So very proud to note that as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. When we talk about the hunting guns, there's also, you've added the 930 and 835 Ultimag multi-purpose and field models. Tell us a little bit about those.
That's right. We always go back to shotguns because Mossberg is known for that.
Right.
But what we did, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'd love one shotgun to do it all, and we think that's what we've done with these two. Our 930 is our 12-gauge semi-auto shotgun, and the 835 is our pump-action 12-gauge shotgun. It is a 3.5-inch gun. And what we've done is off of both of these, and what I consider kind of the versatile barrel length, that's a 26-inch barrel length. It comes with interchangeable choke tubes, and it's fully camoed in Mossy Oak Bottomland camo, which makes it ideal for whether you're going to be in the dove field, waterfowl hunting, turkey hunting. So truly, one shotgun can do it all.
That's a Mossberg 930 and 835 Ultimag multi-purpose field models. 26-inch and 28-inch barrel length, black and bottomland camo, options for greater versatility. Did you write that?
I may have.
Okay, Mossberg is in Cabela's, Bass Pro, and a lot of stores. Denny Dennis Dunn's. We could go on and on, all the stores, Buckeyes that we have in the area. But, Linda, how about your website for more information about all your products?
Absolutely. Check out our website at www.mossberg.com.
It's so good to get you back on the show. We haven't had you on in a while, and we got something coming up. It's on the 25th of August, 2018, the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Once again, we'll have its induction ceremony on the Riverboat, and there's somebody that I know that is well deserving of this, and I wanted to congratulate you today on being inducted to the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. If you would, if you wouldn't mind, if you're not too shy today, could you tell us what that means to you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, and I have to say I'm truly humbled. I remember very well the day I got the phone call from Gary Mason last fall. And I was sure he'd made a mistake. I thought, you know, he's called the wrong person. And after quite a few tears, he convinced me that that was not the case. And, you know, they're really, it's hard to put into words how you feel. I mean, when I think of legends, I think of people like you, Ray. And I really was struggling with how I fit into to that concept. But Gary was very gracious in explaining to me that, you know, first of all, it's kind of unique being a woman in the role that I am. Out promoting a gun company. Also, it goes back to the fact, you know, I didn't grow up hunting and shooting. I didn't discover my love for the outdoors until later in life. And I'm just very fortunate that I've had a 20-plus year career now in the outdoor industry with Mossberg now and previously with another gun company. So, you know, I've just truly been blessed. I told Gary, I said, the only way I can accept this award is if I can acknowledge all the people that helped me along the way, because I truly wouldn't be where I am today if it was not for mentors like you and many others in the industry that have helped me to accomplish what I have. So
yes.
I'm just very, very humbled and grateful to be recognized.
Very well said, and a big congratulations, of course, for me, and hugs and kisses. And all of us have to say it's well-deserved. You need to be there. What some people may be overlooking is the thousands upon thousands and thousands of outdoor media that has been generated in magazines, television, radio, to your hard work. Taking a positive message of shooting, hunting in the outdoors to millions. And all the young women, the lady hunters, the guys, the men that you have inspired in hunting the things that you do. Don't overlook those things, because you've made a major impact in the outdoor industry and the outdoor hunting world. And we love you, and we think you're one of the best.
Thank you, Ray.
If not the best, you're the kind of gal that hunts a bear with a switch. I mean, you're bad to the bone, girl.
Well, you know, I laugh. People say that once I discovered hunting, it's like they created a monster.
Yeah. Well,
I fell in love with it.
Well, I get to brag a little bit, because I've been very, very fortunate and been a real honor to share a lot of camps with you. And from Alaska to Hawaii to the Yucatan Peninsula, and we could go on and on. We've been a lot of great camps, and it's been a real honor and a privilege to be with you in these camps. And yes, indeed, you certainly are deserving to be in the National Hall of Fame, Outdoor Hall of Fame, Linda.
Thank you again so much, Ray, and I look forward to sharing that day with you.
Yeah, I'll see you in Nashville, and thank you for coming on the show with us this morning and sharing your message about the Hall of Fame.
That is quite the honor, and I look forward to the day as well, and sharing it with family and friends and others in the industry.
All right, the lovely Linda Powell. Okay, Linda, thank you so much, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
Thank you, Ray.